This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, kids, this has nothing to do with the real Santa Claus. But sometimes mommy and daddy like to play pretend Santa. And in Germany, it's a big old country in Europe where some people think Santa begins his sleigh ride. Anyway, the Germans had a Santa contest. And as NPR's Emily Harris reports, the winner is a 42-year-old TV news reporter named Oliver Deuker.
The town of Celle put on the search for Santa Claus. It was one of those holiday events that could warm your heart or could turn your stomach. A local band played as in front of Celle's grand medieval castle, dozens of Santas in red and white earned points for pushing wooden sleds piled with presents across the lawn, for tossing packages down a fake chimney, and for racing to wrap three presents nicely in just 3 minutes.
Fünf, vier, drei, zwei, eins, stop.
It's all in the Christmas spirit, says organizer Alex Haas.
There are too many Santa Clauses running always in the street. The children are not sure, is this the real Santa Claus or not? So we said we have to find out, we have to explain to the children. Today, we will show you the right and the only and the real Santa Claus in Celle.
The Santas made nails for reindeer shoes at a real forge. They rode a mechanical reindeer until the guy controlling the joystick tossed them off. The Santas laughed.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
With recruits from the small audience, they sang.
Schneeflöckchen, Weißröckchen, wann kommst du geschneit?
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht.
Christus, der Herr, ist heute geboren. Den Gott zum Heiland euch hat erkoren. Fürchtet euch nicht.
Naturally, all Santas were tested on how well they comfort children. The grand prize was cash, $2,500. And for the ladies competing in the Santa's Helper contest, an Egyptian vacation for two. It was pure Christmas meets commercialism, but in kind of a sweet way. The phone book company provided red robes for competitors who didn't have their own. Imagine Santa with the yellow pages written on his back. Organizer Haas.
Of course we do it to bring the people to the wonderful city and to see friendly, maybe a little bit funny action in December. Of course we need some partners who help us to pay for everything at the end. Of course we need. But no, we want to keep it on a nice, on a friendly, on a Christmas great time, you know.
As the winners were announced, the bells of Celle's 13th century
Oliver
church began to
Denker.
Ring and rang and rang and rang and rang. Five of the 10 finalists were TV or radio reporters, and for the new, real Santa/TV correspondent, Oliver Deuker, winning was a perfect ending to his story, which, luckily for the organizers, aired on ZDF, one of Germany's biggest television broadcasters.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who didn't get a prize? A local grandmother who explained that Santa's helper's job is to remember that kids aren't always good and to forgive them. Celle's former Santa, who has found work elsewhere, and the Santa who said the easiest part, besides handing out candy, was the competition to sit down and kick off Santa's black boots as far as possible. After all, it's Christmas. Relax. Emily Harris, NPR News, Celle.